Hello, I'm Will Shires and this is Talking Trucks. In this episode, I'm going to be chatting with Janine Burt from Jost, who's going to be telling us about the benefits of its KKS automatic coupling system. We'll be joined by Jared Griffiths, Demonstration and Logistics for Scania GB, and T&J Haulage's Stephanie Crack. If you're enjoying the podcast and want to stay abreast of everything that's happening in this industry, then why not subscribe to Commercial Motor Magazine Weekly? For great deals, head over to www.com-mot.com. Right, so we're sat in Jost's demonstration truck. This is your KKS demonstration truck, isn't it, Janine?
It certainly is, Will.
Now, I want to know exactly what KKS is. I mean, I've got a rough idea, and according to your website, it's the it's just what the universe has been waiting for, which is a bold claim. But I want you to substantiate that. What is it exactly?
Well, Will, exactly. It is exactly that. The KKS system is the automatic coupling system. This system will allow you to operate the fifth wheel, the landing legs, and the air and electrics, all from a console within the cab.
Okay, and is it simple?
Very simple.
Right. So, what are the benefits?
The benefits are, Will, is that the driver no longer needs to climb on the back of the catwalk.
Okay.
So you have a safety element there. He no longer has to climb up to couple his Susies. So again, there's a safety element there. He doesn't have to lean in and reach the handle to uncouple the fifth wheel. So repetitive strains there.
Yeah.
And also as well, removing the dirt and the grime so the driver's not getting filthy. And then again, additional benefits is he doesn't have to crank the landing legs down. So there's no repetitive back strain, knee injuries, and it's just generally making a driver's life easier and safer.
Yeah, and if it's pissing down with rain, they're not spending as much time outside.
Absolutely. That's another added benefit as well, is that, you know, close coupling in a dark distribution, late at night, weathered conditions, again, it's making the driver's life safer and easier.
And presumably the driver then jumps out and does a
he will still need to get out and do their walk round checks and to check that the handbrake has been engaged.
Okay, and is it easy? Does it require a lot of driver training?
No, not at all. We have, as you'll see today, we have a driver here today that this lady's been her first time. She's seen the system, and you'll be able to see that she's picked it up very quickly.
Okay, who is the driver we've got?
We've got a lady here today, Stephanie Crack from T&J Haulage.
Great, all right, brilliant. So I was going to ask you how quick the process is, but in fact, don't tell me that. Let's get her in and we'll have a demonstration and I'll time it. Okay, Stephanie, you're going to demonstrate to us how this works. Have you done this before?
No, never before. Just a bit of a practice for the last couple of minutes.
Wow, literally, that's the first time. All right. Yeah. Great. All right, so off we go. Talk us through it.
Yeah. First of all, obviously, start the engine. The Jost keypad, it all lights up and then goes out again because it's not being used for anything. So I'm going to get myself lined up with the trailer. Reverse up to it. At this point now, normally get out, check round the trailer because it's new to me, check that it's all legal, on level ground for hitching up, check that the emergency park brake's on so that you've not got potential for shunting your trailer back into anything, and also you check underneath to check that the runners all lined up straight. Then I'm going to introduce the tractor unit to the trailer. I'm going to lower it for going underneath. Then I've got plenty of clearance. Right, now gently back in under. At this point, start and lift the trailer. Now then, you see that the keypad's come to life as it's detected a trailer. Okay, so at this point now, going to gently back under. It's nice and steady. You hear that clicking? I'm going to do the tug test. Once, twice, not going anywhere. Handbrake on, into neutral. And my keypad's starting to ask me a couple of questions here. So I'm going to press OK for 3 seconds. Now it's asking me, do I want to lift the legs? Because it's already locked the fifth wheel in place. So yeah, we're going to lift the legs. At this point, you can usually hear them lifting as well. So if I have my window down, I can hear them lifting. It's like somebody's winding them up. There, you can hear like somebody's just stowed the winding handle, which obviously they haven't. At this point, it's saying everything okay. I'm just going to confirm that, pressing the button for 3 seconds. And now you can see all the keypad's gone out apart from the fifth wheel lock, which is illuminated green. Now what I do at this stage, self-level. Stop the engine, get out, and carry out my walk around checks.
Fantastic. That was a couple of minutes, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, doesn't take long at all.
Okay, so what about uncoupling? Presumably it's the same sort of length of time?
Yeah, pretty much the same. Yeah, you start your engine, switch on the keypad. It all lights up now, but because you're not doing anything with it, it will actually go out again. So we'll just wait for everything for it to do its checks. Once that goes out, I'm going to switch the keypad on. There, you can hear it start up. It's asking me, do I want to lower the legs? So I will press that, then confirm for 3 seconds. And now it starts the process of lowering the landing legs.
Wow, yeah, very simple.
Yeah, and then it'll ask me, do I want to unlock the fifth wheel? It'll show that it's unlocking, and then it'll show once it's unlocked and you're free to go again.
Yeah.
So very, very simple, but it's constantly prompting you and asking you things, and you've got to confirm by the 3 second press. So it's not like you can accidentally knock something or accidentally confirm something.
Yeah. So from a driver's point of view, what do you think of it?
I think it's very, very good. You're not out in all weathers on the back. You're not having to climb on the back, get tangled up in the airlines. You've also not got that potential to fall over by tripping up, and also not getting filthy from the Suzes.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and so it is a lot better in that respect. Winding the handles, sometimes that can take a bit of time. If you haven't got the suspension high enough, you know, you've got to pull out and set your gears, and it can take quite a long time.
Yeah.
And not only that, if your airlines, sometimes they can get a bit seized on the ends, so they get very difficult to put on and off. There's a lot of force behind your red airlines, so that can take some pushing in.
So how long have you been a driver?
I passed my class 2 in 1999, my class 1 in 2000, and I've been a freelance driver for about 15 years before I started at T&J as transport and compliance manager. So from a compliance perspective, if you've got an opportunity to element the risk to your drivers, who are every bit as valuable asset as what the vehicle is, then you need to investigate that, because you don't want any harm to come to them. With this system, I find with the keypad, it's constantly giving you pointers, it's prompting you, and then you're having to confirm everything. So it's got the safety issue.
Okay, great. So you're going to be reporting back that they need to be investing in some of these, are you?
At the moment, there's no facility for tippers. That's still ongoing at the moment, yeah, because you've got your hydraulic pipe.
Yeah,
that they've got to think of. So, that's all in the pipeline, I think.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the demonstration.
No, thank you.
All right, well, that was certainly impressive. This clearly saves, as we've just seen, a hell of a lot of time. So if you're doing 10 trailer drops a day, then, yeah, that's a massive saving, isn't it?
That's going to be a massive saving, Will. Because, as I say, the time that you're in a distribution park, you can be in and out far quicker. So to a haulier, that's going to be further additional swaps he's going to be able to offer that day.
Yeah.
To his customer.
But it's not going to be cheap, is it? How much does this system cost?
The system has a roundabout figure at the minute. And just to point out that a lot of the trailer, the retrofit of the trailer, is in the trailer work at the minute.
Okay.
Because there's the, from retrofit point of view, is there'll be some additional fabrication work that will need to be done. The truck side of it, it's a very simple process. It's around about 8 hours to fit the system onto a truck. Combine the system and together, you're looking around about, and we don't like to put a complete cost on this, but it can be anything around about the £18,000 mark.
Okay. And there's a cost calculator, or so a savings calculator on your website, isn't there?
There is, yes.
And you're confident it will pay for itself?
Yes, yes.
In roughly speaking, what sort of timescale?
We currently have a customer at the minute that has a system. He's operating one truck and two trailers. He's okay. Working it on a contract that just runs daily. And over the next 6 to 12 months, we'll be able to collate that information, and hopefully we'll be able to share that.
Great. Now, I've been reading about this system for at least a decade, albeit in a far simpler form. So it's been developed over this time, hasn't it?
It has. This system has been was first launched in 2009. We did actually bring that to the UK in 2009. It was just the landing legs and the fifth wheel.
Right.
We've since, as engineering development progresses, we've introduced and applied the air and electrics. Again, perhaps at that time the market wasn't quite ready for a system like this, but now I think with electrification, hydrogen, and the way that the industry is moving, now is the time that the market is ready for this.
So let's say the unlikely scenario, something goes wrong, can it still be coupled manually?
Yes, Will. The system can still have a fail-safe, which you can override, and you can couple the system up manually. So you can wind the legs down manually, and you can couple the fifth wheel up. And the air and electrics, that's why the air and electrics are still on the rear of the chassis, because you can also couple those up manually.
So presumably you can then couple up to a trailer that doesn't have the system?
Yes, you can. You just need to ensure that the run-up ramps are removed from the chassis.
Ah, okay. And what about weight? Is this a lot heavier than a regular system?
You're adding around about 51 kilos.
Oh, that's not a lot then.
That's it's not a great deal. But also as well, because we're going from a slider operation fifth wheel to a fixed, you're also removing 100 kilos between a fixed and a slider, and removing the run-up ramps. You're probably looking at around about another 25, 30 kilos for that as well that you're removing.
Yeah,
so adding that additional 51 kilos, it's minimal.
You demonstrated this at Road Transport Expo last year and again this year. What sort of interest have you had?
We've had a lot of interest, Will. I mean, we've actually brought the system, and it was a German system, on an Iveco truck and a Krone trailer in March, in the spring of last year. We did a three-week roadshow pending prior to attending the RTX in Stoneleigh. It was perceived very, very well. Then at the RTX, we gained an awful lot of traffic and interest that allowed us to go on to do further demonstrations. This is when we then decided that we wanted to purchase our own trailer, which is an SDC trailer, and we worked in collaboration with Scania.
Yeah, tell me about that, Jared. Why is Scania involved?
Scania was approached by Janine and Danny from Jost. I think they spoke to our engineering department, Phil Rootham, about 18 months ago about the project. And it took up until, was it the spring of this year, for us to find a demonstrator, which was appropriate not just to Jost's customer base, but our own. If it's going into Scania customers, we need to make sure it's the right truck for the job as well,
yeah.
Ultimately. We managed to get a truck. We sourced this 500S high roof for Jost. We brought it to Jost within a couple of days. I think the system was done. The truck then went to Preston Scania for PDI, got all the SOPS files done and everything, and we was just waiting for a trailer. We showcased it at your RTX this year as a static.
That's right.
And Volvo did the live demonstrations with a trailer and their tractor unit.
Yeah.
Since then, the trailer's come on board. Janine's got the trailer, and we've basically given the truck to do with as they want, well, within reason, Will, to customers, hopefully Scania customers, and I'm guessing the Volvo will go to the Volvo customers, which is fine. And then the other bit we sort of did, in collaboration with Caltruck, we did Convoy in the Park, just to see from a driver's perspective and whether it was well received. And actually on the Scania stand we noticed, as well as Jost was there, it was very well received from the drivers and there was a lot of interest. So although we're talking about safety with the big companies, your Menzies as we say, etc, etc, we need drivers to buy into it as
well.
Yeah,
of course.
Because if they don't buy into it, Will, it's never going to go, as you can imagine.
No.
And through Convoy in the Park, and then we recently did Newark with Caltruck again, we put it on the stand there, and really well received. So our point is, we need to be there as a manufacturer. Also, as Janine said, it's safety related, and that's where everything's going. Big, yep. Distribution centres, you don't want trailers dropping on legs, it's very costly. Driver injuries or etc, especially with the big blue chip companies. So from our point of view, it's really important and we need to be part of the journey from the beginning.
Okay, so anyone listening who wants to borrow this for a week or so, who do they get in touch with? How do they go about that?
They can get in touch with myself or my colleague John Meehan, and we will arrange to either take the system down and show them the demonstrations.
Yep.
I think the plan is perhaps further a little bit down the line is whether we allow the system to be lent into hauliers.
Got you. So at the moment it's demonstrations
and we take them to their yards
and
to their companies so that they can see this. Whilst, as Jared said, a lot of people came to the Road Transport Expo to see the system. They had demonstrations at the Truck Fest, what we did with the Caltruck guys. But now we're able, on the back of that, to take the system into their company so that it's just them, their health and safety,
yeah.
Their compliance guys, their drivers can actually see it operating and they can get in and have a little look and a play with it themselves.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, sounds good. Okay, so we've established that this system has got better and better over the years. Is that it now, or are there any more developments in the pipeline?
Funnily enough, Will, we've now got the KKSU, which is now available as a retrofit and a new installation, and that now is a bolt-on version. So instead of having all the fittings underneath the trailer floor, it's a bolt-on, so you're going to have an ease of maintenance and you're not going to have any defects or any reason to actually pull the trailer floor up now.
I see. Before we finish though, Janine, I want to find out a bit about you because you're well known in the industry. How long have you been working for Jost?
I'm coming up for 24 years working for Jost. I started in the industry when I was 16 for a company called Marston Radiators.
Okay.
I started very hands-on there where I was involved in brake relining and radiator repairing. I very quickly realised that this was in my blood and I progressed within that business and into sales. The opportunity arose with Jost and I joined Jost and I've been here for the last 24 years. I'm involved in a lot of aspects within the business, but mainly my job is National Fleet. So I will go into the fleet companies to ensure, because we do believe that the key is to ensure that the fleets specify and have an understanding of what Jost can offer. So when they're ordering their new trailers or their new trucks, then they specify the Jost equipment.
Brilliant. Janine, Jared, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Will.
Thank
Cheers.
You, Will.